afternoon, Evergreen.
Hi, is Teresa there?
This is her.
Hey, Teresa, it's Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to circle back with you, see if you guys were still, looking around those Bobcats. I know you had some quotes and offers.
Hold on. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hey Danny, my name's John.
Hey John, how you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking.
Yeah, I think my wife said you two have been talking about some equipment loans, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is there any other type of loans that y'all do, or is it strictly equipment?
We do equipment financing, we also do working capital as well.
Okay. I'll just mention something, we don't have to go into a lot of details. We just bid out a job that's bigger than we can financially cover.
Uh-huh.
So if I was under contract to do, say, a $600,000 job, and I needed, say, a couple hundred thousand for material, and I was on contract to finish, and some of this is hypothetical, some of this is real numbers.
Right.
Let's say I had 3 months, 90 days to complete it. Is that a type of loan that you guys would be interested in?
Yeah, we do. With our working capital programs, our terms range from 3 months to 3 years, being the longest term.
Okay.
And most first-time customers are right in that 24-month mark. But if you're – so for this 3 months, you'd only need it for 3 months, or what are you kind of looking at the term-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I might want to stretch that to 4 so I could get my material and get it on the job site and then give me 90 days to finish and complete the job and then 30 more days to, say, get invoiced and 30 more to get paid. So, yeah, I'm probably at more like 6 months.
Right around 6 months. Okay. That'd definitely be an option available to you over there. And so you're looking for what, like 100 to 200,000?
Yeah, probably in the. Now, I haven't been awarded this particular job yet. This
right.
particular job, I haven't run the numbers that close because it hasn't been awarded, and it takes hours and hours to do that. But
exactly.
off the top of my head, from experience on other projects, we're looking at somewhere around 30-40% worth of material.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other expenses that we would want to help cover, fuel and hotels and that kind of stuff. But
right.
I would think off the top of my head a couple hundred thousand, yes. Because we've
okay.
got some, so I don't have to borrow at all.
Right, right. And I think I said, what were your gross annual sales? I think I spoke with Teresa about it. It's like around...
A couple of million at this point, yes, sir.
Yeah, like one. Would you say like 2 million?
No, 2 million.
Okay, 2 million. Yeah. So yeah, right off there, like just a quick quote. We have a range of like 10 to 15% is usually,
right.
What we could free up. So we'd definitely be right in that, $100,000 to $200,000 mark. And yeah, definitely it's something we do. It's unsecured cash, so they're not gonna follow the money. You could use it, for whatever you see fit. The materials, the fuel, hotel. It's just a good, cushion. Get you through that job. And how much money do you plan on making? I know it's, are you making the $600K or is that just the
No, that would be, that's the total cost of the project. Total
okay.
Cost. Yeah, I don't know, like somewhere around 20% or so, probably.
Okay.
Probably
30. 20, 30, okay. All right, so yeah, it would, make sense, if you're going to make money off the money, obviously.
Sure.
And when do you need it by? I mean, I know you've been.
I haven't heard the schedule yet.
Mm-hmm.
This particular company we do a lot of work for, but they are very fast-paced, very secretive until, once the job is awarded, then they provide us with that information. And a lot of times it goes down really fast.
Right, right.
So I can't answer that. I know they've already broke ground on the project, but my stuff tends to come in at the end of the job. So I think the
right.
overall job is expected to take about 8 months. So we're probably,
okay.
we're probably 8 months into it, so another 7 months for completion.
Before completion, okay. Well, yeah, I tell you, I can definitely get you an answer and see what you're approved for, and then, we can go from there. It's a real simple process. It's just be a one-page application.
Okay.
It'd be 6 months business bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. You can use 2014 if you had an extension on 2015.
I do. Yes.
You do have an extension?
I do.
Okay, no problem. So yeah, 2014 will work, and then yeah, if you're able to get it to me today, I can get you an answer, by the end of the week, and that way you can, add that in and in this overall, do the numbers and make sure it makes sense on your end, what I'm saying? Is that something you're interested in, or?
That's something I'll sleep on for sure.
Yeah,
It's something I've already approached my bank about. Bank tends to be difficult. Not difficult, slow. Slow is a better word.
Right. Yeah, they generally...
They're also very conservative. Uh-huh. My bank's very conservative, so sometimes I need other opportunities for financing.
Exactly, and we totally understand that, and the good thing about, us is we have multiple programs, and we also, with these working capital programs, there's no penalty for early payoff. So say, you made something real quick, you could pay it off. We actually, it's a discount at 25% on the interest. So it's like, it's a good, we're trying to build that relationship. Once you get halfway through the loan, you're able to refinance, with better terms, more money, and rates as well. So it's just definitely we're trying to build those relationships, as I'm sure you probably have multiple projects like these that you're constantly needing capital.
This is bigger than norm. This is definitely bigger than norm
mm-hmm.
for us. We're a fairly small company, 35, mm-hmm. 40 employees, and $600,000 projects in our line of work just don't come up very often.
Right.
We're most of our projects are in the $20,000 to $50,000 neighborhood.
Okay. That's all right. And how long have you guys been in business over there for?
Started in 2001.
2001. Wow, so you've been about 15 years?
Yeah, something like that.
16, yeah. That's awesome. And how'd you get involved in the industry?
Needed a job real bad.
Yeah.
Got hired by somebody else. uh-huh. Had done it since I was 19. It's because of that. And now that I'm in it, I enjoy it.
Well, that's great. Yeah, the ins and outs.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
And that's the only thing I knew how to do, so.
Right, exactly. that's great. And now look at you running. And now are you the 100% owner, or are you in Teresa?
Yeah, me and my wife. Yeah, it's an LLC, and we're both partners. We're partners on it.
Okay, so it's split 50-50?
50-50, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, on that, in the application, we would need one for her to fill out and one for yourself to fill out as well. They just take account for the ownership, 100%.
Right.
So yeah, if you are interested, we could get that going for you. I think I did have an email for you. I had Teresa's.
Yeah, probably. That's probably the best one. She monitors.
That's fine.
A lot closer than I did.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. They start building up, and then it's just a pain to look at them.
it's overwhelming, actually.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this on a different note: the equipment, the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We buy equipment all the time. We just bought an excavator last week. Bobcat supplied financing at 0.9%.
Right.
So, we bought a Kubota earlier in the year. That financing was, 0% or 1%. So I know that is not the norm, outside financing, I would understand that.
Right.
We have lots of equipment we buy that does not offer financing. So I have to go to outside sources.
Mm-hmm.
Most time I go to my bank. But
right.
My bank requires me to put, I own a lot of trucks. I think they got every title I got just because of all the gigs I got going on and the loans in different directions and collateral and different things. So,
right.
When I buy a new piece of equipment, is there any stipulation on, and let me back up, whether it's new or do you also finance used or no?
We do both, new and used, yes.
Okay.
And then private party, we can do that as well. As well as the, vendors. And, yeah, we do 100% financing. We also have leasing options available depending some companies, are into that. I know.
I just had this conversation with somebody else just 2 days ago. I understand the benefits to leasing. I'm
right.
Trying to figure out how it's going to work well for me.
I hear you, yeah. It's kind of odd.
Something I'd like to consider in the future, but it has to be on particular items, I think.
Right, right. And it's more like I think it's a better alternative to obviously renting the vehicle, as it may be a little cheaper. But you definitely have to look at the the stipulations, so they don't have any balloon, you know, payments at the end, or you know, sometimes there's a dollar buyout. So it really just comes down, you know, to what best suits you. If you're looking to purchase the equipment, it'd probably be best just to finance it.
We tend to be hard due to our line of work. We dig and we trench and we cut and we bore, and we tend to be hard on things. Everything's covered in mud all the time, and you know, I've got in-house mechanics that are constantly keeping things going, even though it's nice, good equipment.
Yeah,
we're hard on them. We're just it's the nature of the business. We're just beating up on them constantly.
Right.
Another reason why I thought leasing would not work, because when I went to go turn it into you, I'd get a bill.
Exactly, and I think they do take account for that, because they know, I mean, these types of equipment are used pretty heavily. Like how many, I'm not sure if you know, but how many hours would you say you put on them?
Well,
like,
it depends on the piece of equipment. Like the excavator we just bought, I probably won't put 50 a year on it. But my mowers, I have a bunch of big commercial mowers and tractors. We were putting dang near 1,000 hours a year on those mowers.
Oh, no kidding.
Just under. We used, years ago, we were doing 500 a year. And I based a lot of things here, maintenance and different things, based on that. And then I looked up a few years ago, and I'm going, that's a brand new mower, and it's got 2,000 hours on it. It was 2 years old. And that's when we started checking and backing up and going, holy crap, we're not doing 500 anymore. We're doing 1,000. So So it really depends on the piece of equipment.
Right.
You know, mowers get run all day long, every day.
I know Teresa mentioned you might have some plans for more mowers in the future. Is that typically the type of equipment that you don't really they don't offer financing for?
That is correct. And I usually go either pay cash or go to the bank for it. And they're so expensive, and I usually buy a couple at a time, so we usually finance them at the bank.
Right.
So, yes, that would be the primary piece of equipment, because most of the more expensive stuff, like our dingoes and our tractors, they all offer it usually, and it's usually pretty competitive. But all those smaller pieces of equipment that they don't. You know, Sheffield has a bunch of, I've borrowed a lot of money from Sheffield in the past on that smaller stuff. But, you know, it is smaller equipment, but still $10,000-$12,000 a piece, and we buy a bunch of them, so.
Right. And that's, you know, I know that's when you're buying that much, you know, I'm sure you have built those relationships in the past. You know, some benefits, you know, with us is no, you know, down payment required.
Right.
And, you know, we have 90-day deferred programs available, you know, if you qualify for them. And then, there's, you know, multiple options available. And we also have a beat or match policy. So if you did, you know, have an offer there, you know, we try and, you know, beat it, but at the very least be able to match it. As far as, like, you know, the, you know, Bobcat or that type, usually their financing is really, you know, strong because they're making the money, you know, off the machine, not the financing. So they're able to, they have a lot of leeway, you know.
Right.
So it is, you know, they have really good offers as far as those vendors. But for the outside equipment that don't offer that, we definitely, you know, be competitive and able to help you in the future.
Do you consider trucks equipment?
Yes.
Okay. I've been buying new ones here lately because I got burned on a used one, but I'm probably, you know,
really?
I'll get off of that kick for here pretty soon, I'm sure, because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
And financing what type of older trucks is always a little, not a big issue, but an issue.
Mm-hmm. You know? It is, yeah, because they take into account, and they know, you know, a lot of times with trucks, it's hard to tell, you know, especially worse trucks, you know, what the other owner was, you know,
right,
how hard they were running them or what they were doing with them. And
sure,
it does, you know, when they start to fall apart, it seems like everything goes, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. What type of trucks do you use over there? Like,
typically, 3/4-ton crew cab. We have a few 1-tons. Most are heavy-duty 3/4, though.
3/4, okay.
Yeah, and we try to buy crew cabs. Some of them are extended cabs, but most all the trucks we have are at least extended cabs. I think we got one cab out there, but we need to move, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys around at a time, so.
Right, it's better with the crew cabs.
Yes.
And with, so are you looking for equipment right now, like the outside, or is that just
not at this exact moment, but that we're coming up on the end of the year, so that's going to change real fast. That was part of the purchase on the excavator. You know, we were running some numbers and made a decision to go ahead and buy that, but that was, you know, that's going to be used on particular job sites, so. But at the end of every year, we typically make some purchases, so.
Right, and, you know, for section 179.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, might as well, right?
yeah, you might, I agree, you might as well.
Yeah.
Unless you want to just give it up.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just another way to save money. in the long run. But yeah, if you definitely had that, you know, capital need, we can definitely help you out, and as well as the equipment you had in the future.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, hey John, I can definitely send you over the application, you know, to Teresa's email.
Okay.
And I mean, is that something that you're looking to do pretty soon, or are you kind of just waiting to hear back?
The equipment or the other?
The capital.
The capital could either not happen at all, or happen tomorrow, or happen
right.
A month from now. I really don't know. I'd love for you to send it to me, and I will print it out and put it in that file. And if that job comes out, we'll whip it out, fill it out, and send it to you. But is it the same app? It's not the same app for the equipment loans, is it? Or is it?
No. I believe I sent over the equipment to Teresa, but it's another one. It's a working capital application. And it's real simple, straightforward, one page.
We'll know something in a couple of months as far as equipment. I probably won't buy anything for the next 2 months as far as equipment goes. So what are we? We're middle of August, September, October. Yeah, late October, the whole month of November is usually that's going through this office discussion and shopping and that kind of stuff. So in the next couple of months or so, assuming that happens again, it's happened the last 5 years, so I'm sure, you know, good chance it will.
Yeah.
We'll give you a shot. Want to make a decision on what I want to buy.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Yeah. I'll definitely keep it out. But I'll go ahead and shoot that over, the application for working capital. And, you know, on that, as far as that goes, won't be a good time to follow up with you. I know you're busy all the time.
2 weeks from now. If I haven't heard anything in 2 weeks, it's probably out the door.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that doesn't.
I've been checking my email every day, thinking, okay, they're going to have to let me know eventually if I got it or not. You know,
yeah.
I haven't heard anything. So,
I know the competition's fierce for these bids. I mean, have you had someone like undercut you or underbid you?
Yeah, I was high bidder for sure. They already called me and told me I was high bidder and gave me an opportunity to drop it. I did, but I haven't heard anything on the second bid. So.
Right, and that's how is that? How do you stand out from other companies? Just your reputation, the work you do?
Yeah, we're a smaller company. You get what you pay for with us. You know, I follow specs to a T. You know, that's a good point. That's good in all ways.
But
because I'm small, there's some negatives there. I don't get the price break some big guys get on the materials. I don't get, you know, I pay my guys better than most. I feed them when I'm out of town. I probably feed them better and sleep them better than I have to. You know, I think they save a lot of money on those things that I'm not willing to do or don't want to do. So,
right.
A little higher. But at the same token, I'm on the job site where you know, owners typically aren't. So.
Yeah, no, that's good. And so you're there, and I bet it shows, you know, with your work.
That's a great selling point on a lot of projects, but you get on those big projects and, you know, money talks, so.
No, that's true, and it's pretty crazy how certain companies, you know, have that leeway, are able to make that, you know, so.
They're faster than us, probably. Big old company, been in business a long time, a lot of guys, a lot of good guys, you know. We're a little smaller, so things take a little longer. That might be a negative, too. So.
Right, but yeah, it sounds like you guys are growing over there, if you're adding on more equipment and capital. So, well, yeah, I hope, you know, you hear back on that bid, and I'll go and shoot that email over to you, and I'll circle up with you, you know, in 2 weeks. But if you hear something, you know, feel free to reach out.
All right, I'll do it. Thanks.
All right, John. Well, thanks for your time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.